531.
Lenny and Tai Solomona are the directors of One Touch Ministries. Lenny is a graduate of Elim International Bible College in New Zealand and a certified personal trainer graduating from the Fitness Personal Training College in Brisbane. Lenny and Tai are associate senior pastors at the Church of Nazarene in Samoa. In 2014, they pioneered a health and fitness program in Samoa, 10-week health transformation boot camp challenge. Lenny and Tai are passionate about adding value to people's lives, both in the physical and spiritual world. Currently on sabbatical in New Zealand, Lenny joins us now on Pacific Days. Manosui Fuso, and thank you so much for your time.
Manosui Fuso, Brian, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, Lenny, firstly, One Touch Ministries, I know it's an overarching umbrella of many great initiatives, but where did it all start? Tell us about the genesis.
Thanks, Brian. One Touch actually started way back in 2003. We were the youth pastors at our local church in Taitaloa Hut, and we were doing some work in the schools, and, you know, there were a lot of problems going on with our teenagers, and it was through there that I guess God really spoke to me about this initiative. And I had a 16-year-old. I walked into school to do a program with him, and I said to him, "Good morning, Sam." And instead of saying good morning back to me, he just looked at me and said, "Give me one good reason why I shouldn't jump off that building." You know, I thought to myself, that's not the response that you would normally get when you say hi to someone. So I said to him, I asked him, "Why would you do that?" And he had just broken up in a relationship. So then I asked him a question. I said to him, "If I could put something together that would draw young people to an event, who would inspire you to come?" And he just looked at me and says, "Well, you can't get him." And I said, "Well, just try me. Who would it be?" And he said, "Michael Jones." And it just happened that that I had met Michael Jones the year before. So I put this event together. I didn't know what the name was going to be called, and you know, I've been asking God, what's it going to be called? And God really spoke to me through the woman with the issue of blood. You know, the Bible says that she made her way through the crowd and she touched the hem of his garment and she was made whole, restored. And that's where I got the name, One Touch. You know, so we put this event together, this youth conference, which pioneered in 2003, and it went right through to 2007. And so One Touch was really affiliated with young people. But when we left New Zealand, we went to Brisbane to plant a church with our then senior pastor, and we moved out of the young people and we got into the health and fitness, and we kept the name. So One Touch is all about the vision behind One Touch. It's all about transformation, transforming people's lives from the inside out, spirit, soul, and body.
The transition from or shift from Brisbane to Samoa, how long have you been based in Samoa?
So we were really comfortable in Brisbane. We had bought a house. We our kids were in good schools. We were running a very successful boot camp challenge at the time. And then an opportunity had opened up for me to go to Tonga to start a boot camp over there in 2013. So I went there. I ran a nutrition. They weren't happy with me because I was talking about the pig, the pua, as they would call it, the puaka. But you know, when we turned up, when the boot camp began, you know, we had over 100 people turn up. So we went to Tonga. It was just an itinerant ministry trip. We came back and the Lord really started to speak to me about Samoa. And as it turned out, my mother-in-law had passed away when we arrived in 2008, and she was very overweight. She was suffering from diabetes and all the health problems that are associated with it. So we went in 2014 just to pioneer the first 10-week challenge, and there was no intention of us staying. We went there with the intention of just running one 10-week challenge, but Brian, the numbers were unbelievable, and we didn't know what to do. We had no trainers. I forced my two brother-in-laws to come in, and I put them in the deep end, and it just took off from there, and it just kept building momentum month after month. We were going back and forth to Brisbane. We'd come back on week 8 and we'd, you know, take over and give our trainers a break. And it just got to the point where God really started to speak to me about the future of ministry. So we ended up moving to Samoa in 2015. And we run 4 boot camp challenges a year for 10 weeks. And so the current boot camp that's on right now in Samoa, I believe it's our 28th challenge since we arrived there, since we started off in 2014.
That's incredible, Lenny. And then that's only one branch of the One Touch Ministries tree. Life coach also, Fitman. Tell us about this great ministry.
Well, to be honest with you, Brian, I you know, my wife was, you know, she fell in love with me when we were dating, but at the time she didn't realize that she was dating a boy. You know, looked like a man, but acted like a child, as the Apostle Paul would put it. So, as I began to grow in my maturity as a man, it really began to become a real passion of mine to really reach out to men. And, you know, it's not a Samoan issue. It's a universal problem. What's going on in the household with the lack of leadership, especially with the men. But we have had a lot of problems over the past few years in Samoa in regards to abuse and so forth, and just men just not playing their roles. So, you know, again, early last year, just in my time with God, he really began to speak to me about putting something together. And, you know, the boot camp really, really reaches out to people who want to lose weight in the natural. You know, we had all these men coming in and they were losing weight, but spiritually wise, they weren't taking up their roles as men within the families. And God really began to speak to me again about putting this event together for men. And again, I didn't know what the name was going to be, but after fasting and praying, I came up with the name Fitman. And the name Fitman was, I took it from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, which says, may God himself, God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit until the coming of our Master Jesus Christ. So we ran an event, a conference last year in Samoa in November. Unfortunately, because of the state of emergency, we were only limited to 100 men. So we had to turn quite a few men away, but it was such a success. I've never seen so many men cry from the start to the end. You know, just under that presence of God and realizing that at the end of the event that that there's a lot of work that needs to be done, you know, in our lives as men.
Lenny, if we just dwell on this one for a moment, here's a question I've asked myself for a number of years, and I include myself in this question. Why are there so many angry Pacifica men? And the work that you're doing with Fitman, what is at the core of this, you know, this thing that is like a stronghold for so many, not just Samoans, Tongans, Fijians, you know, all Pacific, well, many Pacific men. What is at the heart of this?
You know, it's a really hard one to address in terms of the root issue, but you know, it could be a lot of it because, you know, I'm New Zealand born, so I was brought up in a different way. I had, you know, in Wellington, I grew up in Wellington, and I was, you know, and my parents had raised me up in the New Zealand cultural way, and it's totally different in Samoa. You know, I just found that a lot of these men, especially talking to some of them in the conference, a lot of them tend to not talk when they were young. And it could be a combination of the way that they were raised, but, you know, you often hear a lot of people say, or maybe counselors say, that it's not the loud ones that, it's not the loud ones that commit suicide. It's the quiet ones. It's the ones that keep everything on the inside until finally one day an issue comes and it just all comes out, but it comes out in the wrong way. And just in a short time, especially with my role, with mental skills, having to deal with a lot of players who are just unbelievably talented, Brian, but they have had so many unresolved issues growing up, you know, and I guess a lot of it is to do with their identity. You know, we often say that Samoa is a Christian nation. I mean, you know, we have a lot of churches, Brian. Let's put it, we're a very churchy nation. We have many churches in Samoa. But my challenge is, how many of these churches are really teaching, you know, our men at a young age how to become eventually men as they grow older? A lot of people feel that the law says that you become a man when you're 18 or 21. That's the legal, that's the law. But, you know, spiritually, you know, maturity doesn't come by age. That's just a number. You know, it comes by taking responsibility. And that there's a lot of men that just, unfortunately, that haven't taken responsibility because, I guess, maybe because of the way that they were raised, or I'm not too sure, but you see it. You see it everywhere in Samoa.
So the mental skills coach with Manu Samo, and then there's also the life coaching that you do. Lenny, how do you balance all these, you know, great ministries and responsibilities while, you know, doing each justice, but also as a husband, as a dad, you know, how do you balance all these?
You know, Brian, I guess before I surrendered my life to God, you know, my life was completely out of balance. You know, I had no direction, I had no vision, I had no sense of belonging, I had no purpose in life. And when you ask that question, how do I balance everything? You know, to me, the most important relationship in my life is my one with God. And so, you know, He was the one that gave me the vision for all of these. For all of these things that my wife and I have been doing over the years, all of these projects, He gave everything to me. And I guess the answer to that, the first answer is that it's basically my relationship with God. You know, the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. So when I look back and I think, wow, you know, I thank God for all of these projects that He's given me, but there's no way I could have done it on my own. And I really draw that strength from Him. Number two is my relationship with my wife, you know, happy wife, happy life. And, you know, I guess the more we add value into each other's lives, the more support we give each other in terms of all the projects that God gives us. And then, of course, there's our family, our children, you know, which is outside our marriages, our most important ministry, you know. So, you know, God is the God of order. And I believe when we get all those things in the right order, you can flourish in whatever it is that God puts on the table. You know, like I said earlier before we went on air, you know, we spent 2 weeks in quarantine in Auckland, and it's the best 2 weeks I've ever had. I've never slept so long. You know, it was, you know, we had just finished Fitman. I just finished three leadership seminars, and then we're on the plane, and I just slept for 2 weeks. And I guess that's how I balanced it for that period of time. But, you know, it really comes back ultimately for me, my relationship with God, my wife, my children, and then I believe everything will just, and then on top of that, it's building a great team. And I'm really blessed that right now I have an amazing bunch of leaders who are running the boot camp. I've got an amazing bunch of men who are waiting for me to come back and run Fitman. And you know, everything rises and falls on leadership, Brian, and one is too small a number to achieve greatness. So I can't do it on my own. And, you know, I'm so blessed that while I'm here having a great time in Hamilton with my children and my wife, you know, I've got a team of people, a group of people. And Brian, our One Touch Ministries team, they all have their own business. They all work full time. So they're volunteering. They've been volunteering their time for the past 7 years with our boot camp challenge. And we've got an array of different people in this team. We've got a former Mung Samoa. We've got a couple of former Mung Samoas. We've got the Minister of Communications and Information Technology. But you know, when they come to the boot camp, they just come in as ordinary people who want to love on people. So we're blessed with an amazing team, Brian.
Incredible. Lenny, where can people find out more about the, you know, the wonderful work that you're doing through One Touch Ministries, please?
Well, you can go on our website. We can go on our Facebook page. You just go on, it's One Touch, the number one, T-O-U-C-H. Championing your life, and also for Fitman, we also have a Fitman page there for our men's conference. So that conference will run again this year in November, but the boot camp runs all year round, you know, until God says stop it. And I don't think He's going to stop it for a while yet anyway, so yeah.
Well, it's a very big thank you, Director of One Touch Ministries, Lenny Solomona. We thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and wishing you, your lovely wife, Tai, and the kids and the rest of the team at One Touch Ministries all the very best for the ongoing wonderful service to our community. God bless you. So,
thank you, Brian. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you. God bless.